You're listening to New Technia. The same DNA damage can send tumors down different paths. A controlled study of almost 600 mouse liver tumors found that inherited genetic background changed which cancer-driving mutations succeeded after the same carcinogen exposure. The result strengthens the case for more diverse precision medicine, but it does not yet predict cancer risk or treatment response in people. Why can two people face similar DNA-damaging exposures yet follow very different routes to cancer? A large controlled mouse study suggests that the inherited genome is not just a backdrop. It changes which acquired mutations gain an advantage and how a tumor evolves. The 30-second summary. What happened? Scientists gave four genetically distinct mouse strains the same dose of a liver carcinogen, then compared how their tumors developed. Why does it matter? The inherited genetic background influenced the driver mutations, genome changes, and growth patterns selected inside tumors. What is the catch? This was a tightly controlled mouse liver cancer model, not a clinical test that can predict an individual person's cancer. Key number. The team sequenced almost 600 tumors, allowing the same early cancer process to be compared repeatedly across four inherited genetic backgrounds. A controlled way to separate genes from environment. Human cancer studies are unavoidably messy. People differ in ancestry, age, diet, infections, work, medical history, and exposure to tobacco or sunlight. Those factors make it hard to isolate how inherited variation changes the fate of a cell after its DNA is damaged. The researchers therefore used four inbred mouse strains with different susceptibility to liver cancer and genetic diversity designed to approximate variation seen across human populations. Every mouse received a single dose of the liver carcinogen diethylnitrosamine, known as DEN, at 15 days of age. Sex, timing, and environment were controlled. The team then examined tissue and sequenced whole genomes from almost 600 tumors. Repeating a comparable initiating event hundreds of times let the scientists ask which differences were consistently associated with the mouse strain rather than a different exposure history. Tumors reached a similar destination by different routes. Across the strains, tumors usually activated the mitogen-activated protein kinase pathway, MAPK, a signaling chain involved in cell growth and division. But inherited background affected which exact driver mutation became successful and how that mutation interacted with other cancer-related pathways. Some backgrounds also showed a much stronger tendency toward whole genome duplication, in which a tumor cell doubles its complete set of chromosomes. That event can give cancer cells more genetic material to rearrange, but whether it helps or harms a particular tumor depends on context. In other words, the carcinogen did not write one fixed script. The inherited genome altered the selective landscape inside the tissue, making some acquired mutations more useful to a growing tumor than others. The researchers describe these as interactions between germline variation, inherited from the parents, and somatic mutations acquired by cells during life. Why this matters for precision medicine? Modern oncology often studies mutations found in the tumor itself. The new work argues that the patient's inherited genome may also help explain why cancers with apparently similar triggers or pathways develop differently. If related effects are confirmed in people, screening strategies may eventually need better representation of genetic diversity. Drug studies could also benefit from examining whether inherited background changes the consequences of DNA-damaging treatments or the evolutionary routes through which tumors become resistant. That does not mean ancestry is destiny. Cancer risk remains the product of many interacting factors, and broad population labels are imperfect proxies for individual genetics. The useful goal is more precise evidence for each person, not assigning fixed biological traits to social groups. What the experiment does not tell us. DEN is a useful experimental carcinogen, but a single early life dose in a mouse is not the same as decades of smoking, ultraviolet exposure, inflammation, or aging in a person. The study focused on liver tumors, and other organs may apply different biological pressures. The work also does not provide a genetic score that tells a healthy person whether cancer will develop. Nor did it test patients or show that changing treatment according to inherited background improves survival. Those are hypotheses for future clinical research. Before we overstate the result, the evidence comes from mice, not from a prospective human study. All animals received one controlled carcinogen exposure, while real human cancers arise from complex and changing causes. The findings support biological mechanisms, but they do not yet guide screening schedules or treatment choices. What happens next? Researchers will need to look for the same germline somatic interactions in large, diverse human tumor datasets and test whether they improve predictions beyond known risk factors. Clinical relevance will require replication across cancer types, exposures, and treatment settings. The immediate lesson is more modest but important. DNA damage does not act on a blank canvas. In this mouse model, inherited differences helped decide which damaged cells prospered and what the resulting tumors became. Understanding that interaction could make precision medicine genuinely more precise, but only after the mechanism survives human testing. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.